My name's Doris Abuchi Obonda.
And what is your role?
I am the project coordinator for the Migrant Access Program here in New Communities Partnership.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Migrant Expo and Job Fair event?
Okay. As we all know, people want better life opportunities for themselves and their families, and life chances, so have migrated to Ireland, where they now call home. Currently, Ireland is experiencing full employment rates, rising wages, and significant skills shortage. However, this is not being reflected in the migrant communities. And that is why, with support from the Irish government and funding from the European Social Fund under the Program for Employment, Inclusion and Learning, the Migrant Access Program was set up. So Migrant Access Program was set up to support migrants overcome cultural barriers and who are having difficulties into getting employment. As part of that, the Migrant Job Expo is held annually. And the purpose of the Migrant Job Expo is to connect migrants to access information and support from employers, recruiters, and relevant organizations who operate in the labor market. Additionally, it offers corporate bodies and recruitment agencies an on-the-spot meeting with highly skilled, diverse, and multilingual migrant professionals from different sectors. Often it is said that it is difficult to get migrants. And on the migrants' part, there's also difficulty in reaching into this corporate world. So the Migrant Job Expo is that bridge. It bridges that gap for both the employers and the migrant job seekers. So
that's fantastic.
What
were you going to say?
No, I think it was nice to end it there when I said it bridges the gap, you know, that the Migrants Expo and Job Fair bridges the gap for both employers and the migrant job seekers themselves, it's an opportunity where they can interface one-to-one.
Yeah, it seems like a very necessary thing that could be very useful to a lot of people.
It is indeed. Because last year, from the survey and feedback we received last year, it is an in-demand thing. With the whole diversity and inclusion policies and strategies being developed by corporate bodies and public sectors too, this is the time. This is the time, and it really shows that it is a needed event.
So how many years has it been going on?
NCP, which is New Communities Partnership, has been in operation for the past 16 years, going on to 17, and have been the voice for migrants, representing migrants in spaces where ordinarily their voices won't be heard, empowering migrants to access support, bring information to migrants on support services and where and policies, you know, policy change. So thus far down the line, New Communities Partnership has 5 different services. It has the Migrant Family Support Service, which supports migrant parents whose children are in the care of the state. And they also support professionals who work with migrant parents. So that would be MFSS, Migrant Family Support Service. Then there is the NCP Youth. NCP Youth works in primary schools in Dublin inner city. So it supports children from migrant backgrounds whose first language is not English, so helps them with homework. just to give them an advantage in education too. That would be NCP youth. And then we have the Citizenship Application Support Service, CAS, which supports migrants who've lived here enough or long enough to naturalize. So it supports them through the application process and helps them put together the package to, before applying. We also have, of course, the Migrant Access Program MAP, which I coordinate. And I've spoken to you about what we do, which is employment training. We also hold public information sessions. The unique thing about Migrant Access Program is that it's a nationwide service, and we are one of its kind. So we go where the migrants are. We go where the needs are. As you know yourself, migrants are dispersed all over Ireland, and for some, difficulties arise, say transport difficulties or the ability to pay the fares. So MAP bridges that gap by going where the needs are. And we've had good success rates from local organizations on ground who invite us and sometimes offer venues where we deliver this training. So it's going very well. This year alone, we were in Monaghan, we were in Tralee, we were in Cork, we were in Galway, and there is demand for us to come to the Midlands. So, yeah, it's going well. In addition to that, we also do specialized sessions. Say we would deliver sessions to, say, a specialized group. Last year, we worked with, we delivered sessions to Migrant Teachers Project, you know, to teachers, migrant teachers looking to go into education here. So that would be MAP. And the final service we have in NCP would be PSYCAP, the Social Inclusion and Community Activation Project. Again, the work in Dublin, not inner city, trying to reach those who fall through the crack or the most disadvantaged in this society. So that is NCP in a nutshell.
Ah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alo.
Do you have anything else to add?
I wanted to add that the Migrant Expo and Job Fair is a collaboration between New Communities Partnership MAP and Business in the Community Ireland EPIC program. Both programs or projects are co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Social Fund under the PAIL program 2014 to 2020. And just to add that it is a good example of how organizations can collaborate, you know, working in the same area can collaborate to achieve results for the target population that they work with. So this is a very positive and good example. So we're collaborating with them.
Have a really good day. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Alo, and you too. Have a good day. Bye now.
Thank you.